warm welcome to Fistball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fistball Association. My name is Jörn, and with me, as always, is our Secretary General, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fistball World.
Yeah, Chris, a long time ago since our last episode, so let's give a short overview about the things happened. Let's start with the birthday we celebrated. This was the World Fistball Day. Plenty of action.
Indeed, plenty of action. On the 30th of January, we had several meetings, several presidents' calls all around the world with the European presidents, the presidents of the PAFA, of the American zone, Oceania, Asia. Was pretty cool because we received a lot of information what's going on all around the world, and also we had the chance to get in close contact to our member federations and have a very good exchange. Which helps us for our progress in the future.
Yeah, and the situation concerning COVID-19 is still very different around the world. Several leagues restarted again. Namibia, for example, and also we come in a few minutes to the indoor championships having take place in Switzerland and Austria. By the way, that was only last weekend. You have been to Austria.
Yeah, sure. I didn't want to miss the Austrian final. Was a very, very cool event in Vöcklabruck, hosted by the Tigers. Vöcklabruck with exciting matches, thrilling final matches. Was a cool experience.
Absolutely. And this was also the location where we awarded, and this refers back to our World Fistball Day, because on that day we also celebrated the IFA Awards 2021. And one of the winners, the winner of Best Players Award, was for Carly Mühlener, and you and together with our honorary president, Karl Weiss, overhanded that award to Karl. He was lucky about that. He was surprised. Did you tell anything about how he felt about that?
I guess both. We wanted to use the chance to award the trophy to Kali at his home club during the home event. And I guess that's always a special feeling if you get honored while you're playing at home in front of a big crowd and many spectators. Quite exciting for him, I guess.
And talking about the sportive side of that event, congrats to the winners, and the winners are?
Yeah, in the women's competition, it's Union Nussbach after a thrilling 4-3 victory against Askösa Kirchen. And in the men's competition, it's the home club, it's Kalis Club, Union Tigers Vöcklabruck, who won the match against Freistadt.
And after that thrilling 2 days in Austria, you took the train, and then we met together on the way to the Swiss Final Four. This was also really a cool event, and it was different because we learned just a few days before the final that all the regulations have gone in Switzerland. That meant plenty of spectators and no masks. Different feeling, and it's just some 100 kilometers from the location where you have been just 24 hours before.
Yeah, sure. Our goal is to attend as many Fistball events as possible, so sometimes you have to be creative to go to the respective venue and city. And was a cool and also important trip to Switzerland, to Kirchberg. First time we've been there, and congratulations also to the host of Kirchberg, and of course also Vöcklabruck in Austria. You said all regulations quit and was not in task anymore. It took 2 or 3 minutes from my side to feel comfortable, to be honest, but it was pretty good to feel some of a normal life again without any masks, and meet people, talking to people without any distance anymore. And I'm looking forward to normal life we will have in Austria, Switzerland, Germany, and the rest of the world very soon again.
And it was really a cool location. The venue is really fitting to the plans of that event. It was great to see. Unfortunately, the camera perspective did not always cover the attendance of so many spectators. It was really good to see, and the crowd was there, and the atmosphere was good, and the matches have been good. And at the end, two winners of that event who have also been on the list of the insiders. Know more about that.
Yeah, also in the women's competition. SVD Diepholzau Schmitter won against TSV Jona, and it was final. Both teams could have been won because it was, in German I would say, a hin und her. And it was nearly the same in the men's final, also a very dramatic match of Oberenfelden against Elk Ettenhausen. And in the end, Oberenfelden won 4-2 against Elk. And new champion in the men's competition, and Diepholzau in the women's. They defended their title from the year before.
But all the matches, very close matches, long matches. Really, it was late when we went back to Munich at that time. And it's the journey, your journey especially, is still continuing. You are on the way to Birmingham, Alabama. Next big step. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because you are on the next step to prepare the World Games.
Yeah, World Games are just a few months ahead of us, and next weekend something very cool will take place in Birmingham, and that's why I'm going there. It's an event, I would say, which composes of three parts. First of all, the US men's and female national team is going to Birmingham. They have a training clinic, a training session, and they do the training right at the venue where the World Games takes place later on in July. So they want to know the venue, to get to know the surroundings, and test everything right in advance of the World Games. That's part number one of the event and training weekend. Part number two is in Birmingham. We get pretty good support of the World Games itself, and especially of the director for volunteering. And she has a volleyball community in her back, because she runs a private volleyball club. And this club is very motivated to help us during the World Games. They want to volunteer during the World Games, especially at the fistball competitions. And we wanted to use the chance to educate them, to bring the sport to the volunteers. They have the chance to play fistball, to be more involved in our fistball community, and to get educated in their later positions and tasks they will do during the World Games. For example, scorer, statistician, or many other things. And it composes of theory and practical sessions. And part number three is the US Federation is doing a tryout for the women's team, as there are still one or two places left in the women's team. They invited local Birminghams for a training session, and it will be full day training. And in the end, if someone talented is in the group, she could qualify for the women's national team. And the best thing is, that's pretty cool for our fistball family, and it shows it's really a family. Patrick Thomas and Sebastian Thomas, they already went to the US, and they attend the event and are part of all three tasks. And they will lead the training session with the US team, help them, support them during the tryout, and also some volunteer education. And that's pretty cool to learn from one of the two best fistball players worldwide.
Absolutely. And we really want to thank Sebastian and Patrick for that effort going to the United States. It's really cool that they really promote, and they will have different media appointments during their time in Birmingham as well. And you will learn about that, of course, on our social media channels. But if you are the listeners from the United States and you say, well, there's a trial going on, check out all the details on the US Fistball webpage, how to register for that event, and maybe we see some surprise, someone is popping up and making the way as a local to the United States women's team. I really appreciate that, that storytelling, that's how the Americans really tell the stories, just showing up and showing your ability to play a sport, and then you may be on the United States baseball team. No, that's maybe, let's see what happens. But Chris, so stay with us, stay tuned on all our social media channels. We will definitely report about that. I think for the moment, it's plenty of things behind us and plenty of things before us. It's time to say thank you for your time, and have a good trip to United States. Safe travel, come back healthy.
Thanks a lot, and yeah, don't miss our report on our social media and web channels. Looking forward to that cool event and also to our upcoming events.
And as always, we finish our episode with, and don't forget,
together
we are Fistball!
Keine Zeit, Olympia zu gucken? Ihr habt Angst, ihr könntet was verpasst haben? Dann hört doch mal hier rein.
Das Flair der Ringe.
Wir fassen euch das Wichtigste und Bemerkenswerteste vom Olympiatag zusammen und kommentieren ganz subjektiv. Und wir, das sind
Moritz Wollert, Autor von Unnützes Wissen Olympia,
und Malte Asmus, Chefredakteur von meinsportpodcast.de. Und das Flair der Ringe kriegt ihr täglich neu überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.